Jerry Bader Show. Now it's 10:20, 10:21, actually. I was looking ahead to when the break would end. Getting ahead of myself. Oh, that's someone like me. Now it's 10:21, Jerry Bader Show. So I just read an email from a friend, and Earl got a call. Where can I find that PC just said in my inbox? And Earl's inbox. Other than that, nowhere. But I will copy, paste, and blog on it. I will do that. It's from a friend of mine. And I won't reread it, but in summary, what she says is the party has to make Trump the candidate they want him to be. They have to school him. I do want to read a couple of key points here. How do you work with a businessman that you can't buy off? First, Donald Trump can be bought. He admitted that. You have to make your case for reals. You have to pitch something that's reality-based and explain how it will actually work. You have to have a proposal targeting results. You have to show your staffing plan, your marketing plan, your economic plan, your metrics, and your budget. Yeah, that sucks, but maybe they can learn those skills quickly. How might things be different if they figured out how to make plans that work and actually sell them? First, she's right about this. She is right about this. Donald Trump is his candidacy, and that he apparently is going to be the party's nominee, is the product of the Republican Party's own incompetence. She is right about that. That they have failed on the level that they have failed, created the opening for a guy like Trump, who really offers nothing but bluster and rhetoric. And that was enough for the hungry masses, conservative masses, who are tired of failure. She's right about that. Here is the part, again, borrowing a phrase from Rush Limbaugh, where I think she's 180 degrees out of phase. It is Trump who has to do that to convince people like me. And quite frankly, he can't convince me. But there are people who have said that they won't vote for him that can be convinced. Whether or not Trump wins in November is up to Donald J. Trump. For Reince Priebus to say, all right, kids, get in line now. I know you don't like him, but it is what it is, and you just have to get on board. In fact, here's what Priebus tweeted last night after Trump pretty much cinched the nomination. At Real Donald Trump will be presumptive at GOP nominee. We all need to unite and focus on defeating at Hillary Clinton. Hashtag never Clinton. I am hashtag never Clinton. I would never vote for her. But that's like telling a group of kids that don't like the other kids, now you have to let Johnny play too. No, Johnny has to somehow figure out why they don't like him. What you have is throughout this campaign, Trump supporters have told us, we like him, so go to hell. Okay. And you won. Round one. I think he's a phony. I don't think he is any better than Hillary Clinton. A lot of conservatives feel that way. It is not up to the Republican Party to bring Trump around. It's up to Trump to bring those who don't believe in him around. If he's fit to be president, he'll accomplish that. There are some of us he'll never pick off because we are convinced he's a charlatan, he's an Elmer Gantry. There are others he will. He needs to pick off enough to avoid a third-party conservative candidate and beat Hillary Clinton. That is his job. He's the great negotiator. You're right, Earl. Well, here it is. Now, those of us who think that you should be in a rubber room for suggesting that Ted Cruz's dad was complicit with Lee Harvey Oswald, the irony that that's in the news the day that he locks up the nomination. Whether or not Trump wins is up to Trump. Jared in Sheboygan, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
The idea of the paradigm shift that your female friend indicated as being necessary for Trump, and I agree with you, Trump will have to be willing to let Trump be transformed. But I think paradigm shift is an excellent term to have at this point in the conversation, the dialogue. I was just short of shocked when I realized that Cruz was going to be either quitting, or he used an odd term, didn't he, several times, that he was withdrawing from the race, things of that sort. That's kind of beyond anything I need to deal with. I have to watch my paradigm shifts, and the idea that the RNC has to, or that you or I as voters have to do a damn thing is irrelevant. We have to choose to do it, or it will go down the tubes, and we will have a Hillary. By the way, my only paranoia at this point is that that somebody's going to start a third party that will, in fact, draw people off. But I do think it's a good time to continue to bypass the RNC to the extent possible and let those of us who used to be known as right-wing nut jobs in the Tea Party rise to the surface. And I don't care whether the Republican Party survives or not, but what I do care about is that we don't go any further to the left as a nation. To do that, looks like Trump's our bet. We have to make that transformation choice. Thanks not much, and it was a beautiful time to read that woman's email.
Jared, thanks a lot for the call. Yep. I understand what she's saying. That is what has to happen, but I don't think it's the RNC or Republican leadership that have to sell Trump. Trump has to sell himself on those in the conservative movement that haven't bought him. That is what has to happen. And just as they were under no obligation, those who have supported Trump from the start, they're under no obligation to do what the party wanted then. We're under no obligation to do what the party wants now. That door swings both ways. Well, I don't care what the establishment wants. Guess what? That shoe is now on the other foot. That's just the way it is. Both sides can say, let them eat cake. Or let them eat pie. I love pie. Anyway, that's just the way it is. He's going to have to convince those who right now are not on board. It just has to be that way. It's just about 10:29. Speaking of eating, I'll segue into this. Believe it or not, we are within a month. It's good. June 1st is when I got to my goal weight on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. June 1st, 2014. I've kept the weight off now for 2 years. People ask me all the time, two questions. How do you keep it off? And the big one is, well, how did it work in the first place? If you listen back then, you know a whole lot of Jerry Bader Show listeners lost weight with Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. If you weren't one of them, like, well, how does it work? Ah, here's your chance. Dr. Jason Litwin is having a free informative event. It's Tuesday, 6:30 at Pullman's in Appleton. Tuesday, 6:30, Pullman's in Appleton. But you need to call because it's limited. So you need to make a reservation. You can do that. Call Proactive Weight Loss Solutions at 920-268-1386. And you have to do that by 5 p.m. Friday. So just go do it right now. 920-268-1386.
The Jerry Bader Show.